For the first time in his 31 years, he was chasing a woman. Sterling Vance stopped just inside the doors to the parking lot where a petite brunette. Well, she'd been brunette once, but now her hair was a coat of many colors. Hurried away. From him. He'd called after her repeatedly, and she'd waved a hand over her shoulder and soldiered on. Small shoulders hunched, pale hand rubbing her belly. Ange might have had the stomach flu or food poisoning. Or she was pregnant. Since he'd never seen a woman's breasts grow from either of the first two, he had to go with the latter. Unless she'd had breast augmentation. There, that was a reasonable explanation. She'd had breast augmentation and now she had food poisoning, probably from the cheese and chips they sold at the bingo hall. Surely that didn't count as actual food. He'd probably start feeling sick any time now. She walked fast, head down. Even with her face hidden by her tangle of wildly colored hair, he could sense her desperation. She didn't want to talk to him. Running into her at Assumption Church's parish center in the middle of Manhattan had been pure blind luck. She was a Hamptonite, born and bred, as he was. Their families had been friends for longer than either of them had been alive. Much longer than she had, especially, since Ang couldn't be more than 22. Sterling's fist tightened around the phone he'd gripped in his pocket. 22, possibly pregnant and alone. At least he assumed she was alone. He hadn't seen a ring on her finger. And he'd looked, just because. When the likely reality of her situation had slammed into him, he'd wanted to make sure she was taken care of. Happy. Instead, he'd glimpsed fingers bare of all adornment other than a flash of glitter on her nails that probably consisted of silver polish. Ange had always liked her sparkle. That sparkle had practically vanished now. The misty smile that had spread slowly over her face as she'd announced Chase and Summer's impending engagement had disappeared at his acknowledgement of her presence. Something else had filtered into her gaze at the sight of him, and it sure wasn't pleasure. They were friends, or they had been once. He hadn't visited home much recently, thanks to his new role in Deuces Wild, the bodyguard business he was building with Chase Dixon and Jax Wilder. Usually, he made more time during the summer to attend the legendary parties his legendary family was so fond of having, but he hadn't had the inclination this year, and it wouldn't have affected his friendship with Ange in any case, since she'd spent the summer in Europe. Doing what, he wasn't sure. Before he'd heard she'd left town, he'd hoped she might consider a temporary position at the bodyguard agency. He wanted to reconnect with her. In a town of faux everything, Ange was the real deal. Honest. Smart as hell. Funny. There were more adjectives he could use. Beautiful. Untouchable. Way too young. And now she was pregnant. Maybe. The timeline of her promising future as an engineer would most likely change, at the very least. He had no doubt she'd reach her dreams. Still, this pregnancy had to represent a pretty big curveball for a woman who had stuck to a rigid path despite the picture she painted of a freewheeling, free-spirited young woman. The idea of leaving without speaking to her did more than rankle. It stung. He needed to know what was going on. Why it was going on. Damn it, he'd missed her. And he didn't say that often. He didn't mind his own company. Other than Jax and Chase, though their friendship was reluctant at best, he didn't have many friends. He had business associates, and that suited him fine. As much as he longed to find someone special, he also wasn't willing to settle. Being alone worked for him right now. But he very much minded not having Angelina McPhee in his life. Letting her go without understanding why wasn't an option. Swallowing hard, he pushed open the door and followed.